Well, the head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, Patrick DeHaan, joins us again here on the Paul W. Smith Show on WJR. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I am excellent, thanks. Not unexpectedly, we talked about it for a long time leading into now, but gas prices have skyrocketed as the so-called global energy crisis worsens, well over a buck more a gallon than, say, this time last year. What's your take on all of this?
Well, you know, production is still lagging behind. We're up about 500,000 barrels a day domestic U.S. oil production from where we were a year ago, so we're moving in the right direction. But overall, what you're seeing with the price of oil now at a seven-year high is a culmination of many factors, most of them thrown off whack by COVID-19. For those that have been watching what's going on overseas, China cutting back on electrical consumption because of a lack of coal. We have a natural gas shortage in Europe that may or may not be because of Russia playing some political games. But we're in an energy crunch globally right now. And I think part of it is because we lost our footing when COVID started. When oil prices plummeted precipitously, Americans were parking their cars, and oil companies, as a result of the low prices, stopped producing oil. They let thousands of workers go. Well, now we're in the reverse situation. We need that oil back, and there's just not enough production to meet demand, and that's why prices are higher.
Have we felt yet the effects, or not yet, because maybe nothing's changed yet, Patrick, but, you know, the much ballyhooed energy independence we thought we had a year or two ago that went away when the president came in following President Trump. President Biden came in and tried to reverse most anything that President Trump did, including taking away our opportunity for energy dependence by stopping drilling in areas where he and his supporters didn't want drilling to take place. Have we felt anything about that yet, or is that still to come as another shocker?
I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, as the average motorist out there, it's easily so much misinformation too as well. And I'll say it this way, that what President Biden did, we all know, right? Killed the Keystone Pipeline, issued a drilling moratorium. Those are factors that absolutely will have consequences down the road. But before Biden even got into office this past January, because of COVID, when President Trump was in office, oil production plummeted from 13.2 million barrels a day to 10 million barrels a day. So, you know, we lost our energy independence because of COVID and because the price of oil went negative. But let's keep in mind that if one really wants to point out the White House, that Trump was in the White House when COVID hit. Now, is COVID Trump's fault? I'd argue it's not. So I think where we are today is only because of COVID-19. And while Biden's policies will affect things once they get back to normal, we're not there yet. Oil companies could absolutely, if they wanted to overnight, if they had the manpower and desire, they could absolutely overnight raise production back to COVID limits. There's nothing stopping them that President Biden has done. And because of that, because production is lower, there's no need for a canceled pipeline. And by the way, Line 3 just reopened. That's an expanded pipeline that runs basically a very similar route that Keystone would have run from Alberta, but except Line 3 runs into the Midwest instead of going down to Oklahoma. So there's ample pipeline capacity as well.
We always thought we had ample supplies of natural gas, but then, of course, people started depending on natural gas instead of coal, for example, in the production of electricity. We're moving to an all-electric society with EVs, and now the shortage of natural gas. So some of this is wreaking havoc with what's happening. And the scariest thing you said, Patrick, is that we have not yet felt the effects of some of the changes the new administration made in terms of the way we deal with energy and our once energy independence. We have to add to all of this the out of nowhere, and this is COVID-related mostly, the truck crisis we have in this country.
Yep.
I mean, that has caused remember, we go to our friendly gas station on the corner, and oftentimes there's a big tanker filling the tanks of the gas station.
Yeah.
Well, there are fewer drivers available to bring those big tanks and bring that fuel, wherever it's coming from, to the gas station.
It's just been a ridiculous maze, Paul, in the last year and a half of predicting prices, because there's so many of the things that you mentioned: the supply chain, bottlenecks, commodity prices. Who would have thought lumber prices would have gone up, what, 500%, only to fall then back down? Who would have thought your house would have been worth 25% more than a year ago? There's a lot of things, and I'm going to pull out the dirty I word, inflation, right? There's a lot of things that, as a result of the supply chain bottlenecks, as a result of the commodities surging in price, there's a lot of these, what I'll just call imbalances, right, that COVID shifted either demand or supply. And now we're dealing with the consequences. And oil is one of those. And as you mentioned, the truck driver shortage, well, that's actually been ongoing since 2017. I'm not one that really believes in blaming presidents, because the trucker shortage has nothing really to do with who's in the White House. But having said that, that's been an ongoing problem. And hopefully now that pay for truckers is going up, hopefully that will improve. But that's good old economics 101, right? That
right.
If there's a position in demand, that the pay would go up, drawing people into that field. So, but it will take several years for some of these imbalances to smooth back out. And that's why I'm worried that at least when it comes to the gas pump, we may be dealing with these higher prices for a period of a few years until U.S. oil producers bring that manpower back, until they open all of those previously opened wells up. Like I said, there's no constraints there. They could instantly tomorrow bring production back to 13 plus million barrels a day. But I think the other thing worth mentioning is that politically, too, it's become socially unacceptable to invest in fossil fuels companies. And that's hurting their ability to get back online as quickly as possible.
Good point. Good point. I didn't realize we've had a trucking problem since 2017. My goodness. I got to ask you a quick question, Patrick. How long have you been the head of petroleum analysis? Well, how long have you been a gas buddy?